The way life seems to work, and this is a very deep secret which every mystic knows, and you need to know it too, is that life works by having you skate on the edge of chaos. That's right. You are on that borderline between heaven and hell. And I want to tell you something. The more we push you into heaven, the more you're going to resist and go to that hell borderline. And the more I push you in hell, the more you're going to resist and move towards that heavenly borderline. But you don't want to go to heaven, and you don't want to go to hell. You want to have one foot in heaven and the other foot in hell. And you want to dance. You want to dance on the edge of chaos. You're built to do it. We're all built to do it. That's what keeps us juiced and going. That's how we can explain all of the very weird behavior we find our kids getting into. Like, why are you playing with so-and-so? So-and-so is dirty. He swears. His mom and dad are poor. They are on the wrong side of the track. How come you want to play with such a guy as that? And Joe says, I don't know. I just like him. And, you know, but you're such, and Joe was such a nice little cutie, Lord Fauntleroy with his cute pants and everything. He shouldn't be playing with a dirty guy on the other side of his tracks, but he wants to. And all that is telling us something about our nature. It's our nature to dance on the edge of chaos. If there's no chaos, we'll find it. We'll make it. And that's why, you know, little kids have to have their expression of their insanity, their heavenly, hellish moments. Oh, yeah, oh, they're wonderful when they're sleeping, right? They wake up and, Mom, Baba, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're always pushing you to the edge of your own chaos if you don't want to go there. So I want you to get acquainted with the fact that that's the way you are created. That's the way the universe is created. It all arises from indeterminism, uncertainty, unpredictability. Because if there was certainty and there was predictability and everything was all cut and dried, you'd be bored out of your gourd and you wouldn't want to live there for more than maybe 4 minutes. And then you want to find something exciting to do, a new taste, a new car. America is founded on the principle of thou shalt not be bored. And that's how it really works. That's why we are looking for always a new thing. We're always looking for ways to dance on the edge of chaos. Well, now that you understand that, you can now begin to understand how it is that sometimes things go wrong. They go wrong because rightness and wrongness is simply the borderlines that separate the good from the evil, the heavenly from the hellish. They're the things which separate all those things. Now, okay, now that's a very brief idea of the quantum view. Let's talk a little bit about the quote-unquote religious view. Now, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia, which I just read recently, please forgive me if I don't have this quite the way you Catholics out there understand it, but I, you know, I'm doing the best I can. According to the Catholic point of view, there's not just one hell. There's something like three of them. Whoa! You Catholics have got the hell business really down to a fine, fine detail. There's hell. There is something called purgatory. And there's something called limbo. Whoa, these are three different things. Three different things. Now, what are these things? Well, here's, again, forgive me if I don't have this quite the way you understand it, but this is how I understand it. Hell, you don't want to be. Oh, no, that's the worst. Once you're in hell, you're there. You never get out. I mean, that's really where the evil, evil, evilists go, and they never get out, you know. I guess that's where people think Hitler is, and Mussolini is, and Genghis Khan is, and, I don't know, maybe some presidents that you didn't like. Your neighbor who always plays the music too loud, he's got to be there. I'm sure you can find somebody there that you really hate that you think is in that hell or died and went to that hell or something like that. Maybe your father, maybe your mother, maybe your next door neighbor or whatever. Hell is the last vestige of the evildoer. That's it. You can't get out. Then there's something called purgatory. Now, purgatory is kind of on the border of hell. In purgatory, what you get to do is purge. And if you purge, well, you get to get out. In other words, it ain't hopeless once you're in purgatory. You can actually get out if you purge yourself of your evil ways. You gotta get rid of those evil ways. Purge your evil ways and you get out of purgatory. But there's a third layer to hell. I don't quite know if this is deeper or a little bit above even purgatory. It's called limbo. Now, limbo is a very interesting place because let's say you're a baby and you're born and you die. Well, my God, what's so, you know, it happens. You haven't been baptized. You haven't even taken on a religion yet. I mean, you're just born to parents and bravo, you're dead. What about you? Where do you go? Well, I guess, according to Catholics, you go to limbo. And in limbo, you get a chance to come back, I guess. I don't know what the ground rules are. But basically, these are all the negative aspects of life after death. So that's sort of what these are. Of course, heaven is the heavenly realm. I don't know what people think of that. But, you know, that's the realm where everything is so beautiful and wonderful. And everything is just absolutely at the absolute top of everything, and oh, everything is perfect. What would people think is perfect?